making sure that employees in nut processing areas are safely distanced because of COVID-19. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Cal OSHA wants a written plan on how to protect those employees. Roger Isom is president and CEO of the Western Agricultural Processors Association based in Fresno.
So we're working through that process right now. We were already following, you know, the OSHA guidance, trying to help members, because I don't know that a written plan is necessary, but certainly they've got to do things like checking your employees before they start work, right? Do they temperature? Are they experiencing the symptoms of COVID-19? Because you don't want them to work. You know, it's like, hey, go home until this is passed. And then you want to implement measures within your operation to protect against it, right? You want to make sure that they're separated by at least 6 feet. And for nut processors, where that becomes an issue or concern is your sorting lines.
They're closely seated, sorting out foreign material.
Yeah, you've got people, you know, working right next to each other, right across from each other. You know, historically, they wear smocks, hairnets, but they're not wearing masks.
So they've got to implement keeping the mask on, and you need to separate them, which can be a challenge.
If you do it without putting any kind of dividers or protection in, you basically got to alternate them. You can't have them working across from each other. You can't have them, you know, next to each other. And so what, you know, at least a couple of facilities have done have actually slowed their sorting line down basically to half the speed.
And Isom said the problem with all this is you got to run an entire additional shift to get the work done. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.